Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Cory Booker coming up in just a few minutes. Until then, let's have a call in for fans of Mayor Bloomberg or fans of Bloomberg policies. This invitation is for you listeners who are really going to miss the current mayor. Give us a call to tell us what you have liked about life under Mayor Mike, who you're voting for to be our next mayor, and what you're going to miss about Bloomberg's New York. Give us a call, 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. The latest Marist poll, published just a few days ago, reported that just 29% of New Yorkers want the next mayor to continue on the same track as Bloomberg. But the same poll found that 46% of registered voters believe the city is, quote, moving in the right direction. So anyone out there who would say yes to both those things, the city is moving in the right direction, but you want different policies from the next mayor, 212-433-WNYC. I mean, that could make sense, right? You may think Bloomberg has done well in his way, and it's also time for a new way. Are there Bloomberg de Blasio fans out there, for example? 212-433-WNYC. Or if you like Bloomberg policies, do you lean toward Loda because you see him as the preserver of those? Tonight is the first Loda de Blasio debate. If you think Bloomberg has made the city a better place, what will you be watching for? But in general, if you think Mike Bloomberg has done a good job as mayor, call up and tell us what you'll miss about Mayor Mike's New York. And despite his lower approval ratings, how is this informing your decision about who to choose for the next mayor? 212-433-WNYC. And we'll take your calls right after this. Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and now your calls. If you've been a fan of Michael Bloomberg, how is that informing your vote or your decision-making process as we head toward Election Day for the next mayor? Zafar in Queens, you're on WNYC. Hello, Zafar.
Hi, good morning, Brian. I feel the mayor has done a wonderful job about the health issues of New Yorkers, like smoking bans and the calorie count. It's very seldom when I will not pay attention to the calorie count when we go out. Mm-hmm. Second thing is, the mayor is the richest man, one of the richest men in the world. He could live a better life than any king, but he has basically devoted his life to the welfare of New York and New Yorkers. So I think we should salute him and we should thank him for doing that.
And in that context, does that affect how you're figuring out who to vote for mayor?
Yes. In my opinion, de Blasio has a lot of heart. They have different philosophies from Bloomberg, but they both want the welfare of everyday people. So I would, my vote would be for de Blasio, if I can.
Zafar, thank you very much. Here's somebody else who wants to bring up the public health orientation. Michael, you're on WNYC. Hi, Michael.
Hi. Yeah. Also, definitely public health as well as green and environmental issues. He led not just New York. He led the whole country towards just making the whole environment better for the people who lived in it and the people who are going to be living in the future. Gentleman before me already mentioned the smoking ban, the trans fats ban, his attempt to encourage people to make better use of their money when they were given it to it by food stamps, by not letting public dollars subsidize soda purchases, his attempt to not ban sodas, which was nonsense, but to make people choose how much soda they're actually going to consume by limiting the size of the cup that the restaurant gave it to you, so you didn't just automatically pound back 32 ounces when you would have been happy with 16.
And even with your enthusiasm for the public health policies, does he ever, for you, push up against the edge of what his critics call the nanny state?
He hasn't yet. I mean, nothing he has done or proposed that I have heard actually tells anyone what to do with their lives, despite what the constant criticism is. I mean, the so-called soda ban was not a soda ban. It was a limitation on the size of the cup that the restaurant could serve. And if you wanted 32 ounces or 132 ounces, you could order that. You just had to do it consciously by ordering a series of cups.
Michael, I'm going to leave it there. I appreciate your call. Cece in Washington Heights, you're on WNYC. Hello,
Cece. Hi there, Brian. How are you?
Okay.
I agree with Michael. As I mentioned, I would love to vote him in as benevolent dictator. I think he has done an outstanding job in making us think. And too often our elected officials don't do that. They don't bring things to light that make us consider our environment, our bodies, our health, the health of our children. The situation with the cups and the soda, which I agree with Michael again, was not a soda ban. It was, think about it before you consume too much sugar.
Right.
Think about it. And this is
And what about the other things? Because I think we've established very well from all of our first three callers that people who like Bloomberg like his health policies to a large degree. Then he also gets criticized for excessive stop and frisk, which was also in pursuit of public health, right?
Mm-hmm.
Public safety,
absolutely.
Reducing murders, kind of out of touch when it comes to development. He's contributed to making the city less affordable. So, and yet you'd make him the benevolent dictator.
I do. I think the stop and frisk, sometimes we're looking at the wrong end of the equation. With the stop and frisk, they do have reports and statistics that show that there have been a lot of children of color who have lived as a result of the stop and frisk movement. I think what we need to do instead of getting rid of that would be to take a look at any of the bully cops and get them off the force. It's not necessarily that you're going to ban the stop and frisk, but you're really going to retool our existing police force.
Right. Of course, they say that the degree of stop and frisk, at least the way it was used in the past few years, was driven from the top. It wasn't rogue cops.
Sure.
But so you're.
But again, it makes us think. It opens the conversation.
So how is this your feelings about Bloomberg informing your choice for mayor?
We're going to have a hard time replacing him because there are very few people out there who don't have to pander to somebody. And my feeling is that Mike Bloomberg never had to pander to anyone. That's a consideration when voting for the new person. Whether or not they're willing to carry the courage of their own convictions.
The case for benevolent plutocracy.
Absolutely. Thanks, Brian.
Cece, thank you very much. Sheldon from Brooklyn writes on our page, for all his flaws, I will miss him because he could afford to not being part of a party machine. You get the idea from those words. Same thing Cece was saying at the end. Nassim in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Nassim.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. I just want to remember one thing. When I came to this country, how the city was and how the various groups did not get along. And with Bloomberg, we seem like there is a beautiful harmony among all the communities and the respect they had for all citizens of New York City. He doesn't distinguish between any one of us, and he gives us the strength how to take care of ourselves, how to take care of our children, how to deal with the city, and see how we beautify all the streets of New York, all the beautiful trees he put. And I hope that the New Yorker will remember him as a great mayor. That's all I have to say, and I want to thank him personally.
Does any of that lead you to choose one or the other candidates for the next mayor?
Well, I will say that the mayor of Newark is a great man, And if I was living in the city of New York, I would vote for him.
For Cory Booker, you're talking about?
Yes.
Okay, thank you very much. But he lives in Manhattan, so he's not voting in tomorrow's election. I don't know, maybe Nassim was a plant from our promotion department, because Cory Booker will be our next guest coming up in about 5 minutes. John at Waterside Plaza, you're on WNYC. Hi, John.
Hi, thanks. So I'm old enough to remember the 70s. I mean, I can't believe how
At least
much
you can remember them and laugh. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, my students would get picked off. Some of them would get killed. I'd ask how many people have been mugged, every single one of them in the classroom. Subways breaking down, dinner, and being in a subway tunnel waiting for an hour. It was a disaster. And then to go from 2,500 murders to the 300s, no one would have believed that was possible. The degree to, and then all the stuff behind the scenes, such as getting contracts done properly and, you know, proper management. I think he's been incredible.
How does it inform your vote in November, if it does?
I think that de Blasio campaigned on bringing back the 70s. He was very explicit about it. I think that's going to be really nasty. And I think Joe Loda, while he's not able to really connect with people very well, sounds like a really competent manager.
John, thank you very much. Madeline in Flushing, you're on WNYC. Hi, Madeline.
Hello, I'm 78 years old, and I was born in New York City. So I really have a long, long way to look back. And I think Mayor Bloomberg has been sensational. And he only cost $1 a year. Does everybody know that he only costs $1 a year?
That's true. He only takes a token little salary there because he doesn't need the money. So you're reflecting what one of the previous callers was saying, that here's a guy who could just sit back and live like a king, and instead he's taken on one of the hardest jobs in the world.
And he's also the classiest guy, because when I was growing up, the subways were disgusting and people getting mashed and mushed and the graffiti was all over the place. Now when you go into the subway, you look at the art that's all around you, and the people are so nice with their, everybody is so more disciplined. I think it's wonderful. And and also the stuff that he's been blamed for. Do you remember when I live in Flushing, and when that tree fell on the pregnant woman with the 7-month-old baby or something like that? And everybody was, they said, how come Mayor Bloomberg didn't think, like a tree falls in the forest and it's his fault? He's gotten so much bad rap from people who are so ignorant of what he's done.
And so when you look at de Blasio or Loda, do you look at it through this lens of how can we closely replicate Mike Bloomberg?
Well, you know, I do look at the people also, and I think I'm voting for Dante. I really think Bloomberg is a wonderful, wonderful contribution to this city, and he's done a wonderful job.
Madeline, thank you very much. I think Bill de Blasio is going to have to start paying his son royalties the way this election season has been going. Tom on the Upper West Side, as we take a few more calls from Bloomberg fans and how that informs your vote this year. Hi, Tom.
Hey, Brian. My comment is that Mike Bloomberg stood out to me in one very important way, and that is that he didn't try big public cases in the media. Ed Koch did that. Rudy Giuliani did it. They both would come on as soon as someone was arrested and say, we're going to get this guy. We're going to follow through. With Bloomberg, he just stayed out of the fray with these things, and I think it's hugely important. Just for the cause of justice, just so that people get a free trial, just so that lawyers and judges and juries make these decisions. And I think, for me, because Joe Loda sort of positions himself as Neo Giuliani, we might see him go back to that kind of public declaration of guilt and innocence. And I think it's a terrible thing for justice. So that's where I stand on that.
Tom, thank you very much. And that kind of recalls one of the earlier callers, Nassim, who talked about how the mayor's temperament seemed to respect all the people. He's certainly not a stick-it-in-your-eye kind of mayor. So Tom sees that as different from Giuliani, a reason not to vote for Joe Loda to succeed Michael Bloomberg. Lorraine in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Lorraine.
Hello. Thank you very much for taking my call. Actually, I would like to also agree with many of the callers. I did state that to your receptionist. But on top of that, his sense of humor, his ability to listen to people, to attempt to speak Spanish, although it would, you know, he'd come on and everyone would chuckle, especially some of my Hispanic friends. And but his ability to point out where we could make savings, where we could readjust for his, even though much disagreed with, he did improve the school system. And I think by pointing out some of the, you know, problems with how teachers are graded, respected, and how they could sit in a rubber room for years collecting a paycheck, much like our some of our Congress these days. But for his ability to have a little bit of sense of humor about himself, when people like David Letterman would deride him almost nightly about how short he was, and but he has brilliance. He was not born to wealth. He worked his way up, and he was tough in some areas.
I like your imagery of the House chamber as a rubber room. So do you think you're going to vote for de Blasio or Loda, and whether that's informed by how much of a Bloomberg fan you've been?
Well, at this moment, it's sort of a coin toss because I'm sad Bloomberg's leaving, but especially things are going awry with these bicycles and motorcycles. A pedestrian, it's like, you know, who can we hit today, like myself? But I believe I'll probably, although I'm a Democrat, I may go the Republican route for the fact that I think Mr. de Blasio is charming. But I think he has openings for many factions to press on his lack of knowledge and trying to be a good guy instead of being stern and managing. Bloomberg was a great manager.
Lorraine, I thank you. And we could keep going with this because a lot of Bloomberg fans are calling in. I think a lot of you are feeling that there hasn't been much opportunity to say what you like about Michael Bloomberg lately, and so you've rushed to this segment. Thanks to all of you for all your calls, and you can keep posting your comments if you have been a Michael Bloomberg fan to WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehr Show, and while you're there, mention who your Bloomberg fandom is going to lead you to vote for mayor next month.